from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. My name is Father Dan Donovan. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from an anonymous donor from Newmarket, Ontario. This Mass is offered for graces received for the purification of the souls of the deceased family and friends, the health and safety of family members, for the unemployed, the end of the pandemic, and for world peace. Our thanks to our donor for the gift of the televising of this Mass to the faithful in Canada and around the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us now acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things come, grant that we who call on you in our need may, at your prompting, discern what is right, and by your guidance do it. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Genesis. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. The child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac." The matter was very distressing to Abraham on account of his son. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you. For it is through Isaac that offspring shall be named for you. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring." So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot. For she said, "Do not let me look on the death of my child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And
with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes, two men possessed by demons came out of the tombs and met him. They were so fierce that no one could pass that way. Suddenly they shouted, "What have you to do with us, Son of God? Have you come here to torment us before the time?" Now a large herd of swine was feeding at some distance from them. The demons begged him, "If you cast us out, send us into the herd of swine." And Jesus said to them, "Go." So they came out and entered the swine, and suddenly the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the sea and perished in the waters. The swineherds ran off, and on going into the town, they told the whole story about what had happened to the demoniac. Then the whole town came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to leave their neighborhood. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis deal with what, from the biblical perspective, might be called prehistory. They begin with the creation of the world, with a particular emphasis on humanity, the gradual development and spread of humans, and the initial appearance among them of sin. of that arrogance, jealousy, violence, and greed which have haunted human life throughout its history. The rest of Genesis, beginning with chapter 12, as we saw, focuses on a single family, the family of Abraham, Sarah, and their offspring. In calling Abraham into a special relationship with him, God promises that he and Sarah will have descendants, and that they will become a great nation and will take possession of a land which they will be able to call their own. When Sarah is first introduced, it is said that she was barren and was childless. As the years pass, Abraham and Sarah both begin to doubt that they will ever have a child. This eventually leads Sarah to suggest to Abraham to take her slave woman, Hagar, and have a child by her. Once Hagar conceives, she looks down on and mocks Sarah for her barrenness, a cruelty that provokes Sarah to complain to Abraham. This family drama forms the background for the incident described in today's reading. The very sight of Ishmael, Hagar's child, playing with Isaac, the child to whom finally Sarah was able to give birth, so provokes Sarah that she insists to Abraham that he cast Hagar and her son out of their shared household. Abraham hesitates, but in the end he is instructed by God to do what Sarah asks. Even as God assures Abraham that Isaac remains the child of the promise, he declares that Ishmael will become the father of a great people. It is through Ishmael that Muslims trace back their relation to Abraham. In today's reading, Hagar is on the point of despair, having no food or drink for herself or her son. She assumes that they will both soon die. Suddenly, however, despair is replaced by hope, and the threat of death by a promise of life. God heard the voice of the boy, we are told, and intervened on his behalf and on behalf of his mother. The dramatic story in the book of Exodus of the escape of the Israelites under the leadership of Moses from oppression and slavery in Egypt begins with a similar intervention by God. Out of slavery, we are told, their cry for help rose up to God, and God heard their groaning and remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the people's escape from Egypt, God reveals himself to be a God of salvation and liberation, a God who hears the cry of the poor and responds to it. Today's psalm celebrates and proclaims Israel's faith in God's closeness to and care for his people. This poor soul cried, the psalmist says, and was heard by the Lord. The angel of the Lord camps around those who fear him and delivers them. The great truth about God and his relationship to us revealed in today's account of what happened to Hagar and her son, as well as what took place years later in the Exodus, is summed up in today's response to the psalm. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. That same message comes back in a number of the psalms, as well as in incidents recorded in other books of the Bible, perhaps nowhere more powerfully than in the Magnificat of Mary, her song of praise and thanksgiving to God for the great grace he has bestowed on her. She evokes the faith and trust of Abraham and of other biblical figures, especially those whom we might think of as poor and vulnerable. God's mercy, she says, is for those who fear him, for those, that is, who have a sense of his greatness and who are open and responsive to his will for them. And looking back at biblical history, Mary discerns a pattern in God's relationship to his people. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts, she says. He has brought down the powerful and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has done all this, Mary adds, in remembrance of his mercy to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever. At the heart of biblical history is an ongoing dialogue between God and humanity, a dialogue that reveals a great deal about God and ourselves. In the Magnificat, Mary sums up much of that history by evoking God's concern for the powerless, for those whom we might describe as the little people, those whom the Bible calls the anawim, the poor. Poor in terms of money and power, poor also in a spiritual sense. They are the meek and the humble, those who recognize their need for and dependence on God. Today's account of the story of Hagar and Ishmael reminds us that now is in the past. God, in one way or another, hears and responds to the cry of his people. Let us now in faith and trust present before God our needs. For all of us that are sharing in this Mass, we'll deepen our awareness of God's continuing care and concern for us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be included in our prayer intentions book, especially those who are facing significant transitions in their activities, health, relationships, or finances, let us pray to the Lord. For greater patience, compassion, and generosity in our dealings with one another, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our deceased relatives and friends, and for all those who have died this past night, that they will be brought to eternal life in God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Gracious God, we ask you to hear and grant these prayers as well as the more personal ones that each one of us has in his or her own heart. All this we pray through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. For the mingling of this water and wine become partakers of his divinity, who became partaker of our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Gracious God, we ask you, wash me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be made acceptable to God, the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the Church.
Look kindly upon our service, O Lord, we pray, that what we offer may be an acceptable oblation to you and lead us to grow in charity. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Lift
up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For just as through your beloved Son you created the human race, so also through him, with great goodness, you formed it anew. And so it is right that all your creatures serve you, all the redeemed praise you, and all your saints with one heart bless you. Therefore, we too extol you with all the angels as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life, and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you found us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not upon our sins, but upon the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And
let us offer one another the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen. Let us join together in this prayer to Saint Joseph. Hail, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you, God entrusted his only Son. In you, Mary placed her trust. With you, Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too, show yourself a father, and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen.
Let us pray. May your healing work, O Lord, free us, we pray, from doing evil, and lead us to what is right. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass.